It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A familiar sight at this time of year is the appearance of gingerbread houses. The executive chefs at the Grand Concourse have taken the art of this holiday favorite to a new level. They've crafted a gingerbread village of iconic Pittsburgh landmarks. Here to tell us more about this winter wonderland on display through January 1st, our Grand Concourse General Manager Milo Boring.
Great to be here.
And Executive Chef Lauren Halperin.
Thanks for having us.
Gentlemen, describe for our listeners some of the familiar Steel City landmarks that are on display. Milo, let's start with you.
Well, we definitely wanted to have our building on display. So the Grand Concourse is housed in a PLNE building. So one of the main features was our building that we're housed in. We also wanted to have a stadium. We picked a Steeler Stadium. We really thought that people would recognize that. And the Golden Triangle is really something that we wanted to build in with the rivers.
You know, the real focus was to centralize this building, the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie building, as the primary center point. And then flanking the building, the Duquesne Incline and the Smithfield Street Bridge, both legendary, iconic buildings here in Pittsburgh.
And how many years have you been doing this?
This is really the first year we're doing this. You know, we've done it in other locations. We wanted to do something different this year and actually started planning it way back in January after the last year's holidays. And just started planning it out and about three months ago started really working on it and building it.
This is actually the sixth or seventh time now that I've had the pleasure of building villages in different cities and different states. So kind of rehashing something that I've done before, just with a different spin, with a very downtown Pittsburgh type of feel to it.
So what are some of the other places then, Lauren, that you've done this, and which was maybe a more challenging skyline than ours to create?
Pittsburgh had a definite unique challenge to it because of the layout of the city. This is actually the first place I've been able to do, say, a landscape of an area. This display specifically focuses on Southside and Pittsburgh landmarks. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, we've done this project as well, but the city doesn't quite come together as well as Pittsburgh does. So this one was definitely a lot of fun, being able to truly make just a downtown area as opposed to just landmarks throughout the city randomly put onto a display table.
And how long did it take to construct this project, and how much dough did you have to use?
That's a good question. I didn't measure the amount of dough. We're probably good 40, 50 pounds of dough on there. As Milo said, we really started planning in January. We started baking in September, and then really truly started assembling the buildings in early November.
What has been the reaction of people who have come to see the Grand Concourse Gingerbread Village?
The greatest part of this display is the reaction of the people that come in and look at it. After we've had it up, people are talking about it. People are starting to come in, you know, to come visit the building to see the display. Kids absolutely love it. We have a hard time trying to keep them away from it, but that's part of the fun. You know, we want it to be a live exhibit where people can, you know, be part of it, and it's got to be accessible.
And you just mentioned, Milo, the reaction that you get from the kids, but are you finding that people are coming here and going out of their way just so that they can see the gingerbread city of Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. You know, we posted it on our Facebook page, and then the article in the newspaper was a big part of it too, and we had a great reaction to it, and you know, but we've been getting a lot of phone calls on it and people wanting to know if it's available. And you know, this has always been an attraction for tourists. So people that are in the area starting to come into town for Christmas holidays, you know, it becomes part of the holiday, you know, parade downtown and seeing the Macy's window. So it's been really rewarding for us. It was a lot of work, and we wanted to see what the reaction was. But we're extremely happy with how people react to it and how proud everybody is of Pittsburgh.
And, of course, as beautiful as this is, Lauren, as executive chef, you take pride in creating something that tastes good. So, I mean, people admire the aesthetic quality of this, but then what about the gingerbread? What happens to that? Does anybody get to eat it?
Technically, yes, it would all be edible. At this point, after being set out for about 3 months, probably wouldn't be the most advisable thing to do. The display will actually hold year over year, so we'll carefully package this away. We'll bring it out next year, do some touch-ups, and add to the display. Next year, I think we'd really like to add PPG Place. It's going to be a very challenging building to try and pull off, but I think we can do it with enough time and planning.
So I think what we have here is the convergence, much like the Three Rivers, of art and cuisine and maybe a little bit of science. Because what it sounds like you're describing to me, Lauren, is that this hardens, it's kind of like drywall.
Yeah, the actual gingerbread sheets, as I said, were baked in September, and they actually need to sit and dry completely before you can even think about assembling a building. And then at that point, once you use the royal icing, which is essentially the mortar of our construction, that also needs a good week or two to fully set in order to be able to work with it. So,
have you guys ever thought that, okay, when you bake this thing, maybe we could have some people over just to taste it before it gets to the point where you can't eat it anymore. What about it, Milo?
Well, you know, since this is the first time, you know, we've had so many reactions to it. People have asked us advice on how to build their own gingerbread houses at home. You know, kids are really into it. It's a big part of school. So I think we're going to get a lot of reaction to this, and I think what we'll see in the future is people wanting us to put on maybe some clinics or showing how that's being done. We'll have to see how that works out in the long run. But, you know, the reaction is there where people are really interested in wanting to know how to construct their own.
The Gingerbread Village here at the Grand Concourse will remain on display until January 1st at the Grand Concourse at Station Square. I want to thank both of our guests, the Grand Concourse General Manager, Milo Boring, and Executive Chef, Lauren Halperin. Gentlemen, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.